Let us pray. Lord, free us from the grip of the tomb, that we may desire you as the fullness of life. Help us today to hear your words, and in our hearing, be with us through our experience. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How many of you remember a commercial for Calgon bath powder? It played in the decades, probably the 70s through to the 80s. And it starts off with a view of a woman in stress and the images appearing around her. She says, "The traffic, the boss, the baby, the dog." And then she exclaims, "Calgon, take me away." Oh, good. So you do remember it. And then the next thing we see is she's transported into a bubble bath, and she's relaxed and at ease and calm, and everything else disappears. So maybe I'm dating myself a little bit. But the reality remains that many of us live very busy and stressful lives, even today in 2024. I'm not sure about you, but I often struggle to find a balance between my own self-care and fulfilling my responsibilities, primarily with work. As we heard in the Gospel of Mark reading today, Jesus and his disciples were challenged to find time to rest and to recharge. The scriptures said, "Jesus said to the disciples, 'Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while.' For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat." So Jesus is continuously entering into our human experience. He recognizes the need for human beings to find a balance between rest for restoration and doing work. A common scripture reading, which I'm sure many of you have heard, often we hear it at funerals, Matthew 11:28-30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So here Jesus invites us to put our burdens down and lean on him, recognizing that we don't have to carry the full load by ourselves. God shares the weight with us, and if we allow ourselves to be supported by God, we can find rest. There are several times in the New Testament scriptures when Jesus retreats away from others to take some time to be alone. In the Gospels of Matthew and John, and today in the Gospel of Mark, the section between verse 46 to 47, the section between the beginning of today's Gospel reading and the end of it, we missed a section, which was the feeding of the 5,000. And so that's why you heard is that people were coming and going and just kept coming to them, and they couldn't get away from them. And the disciples at one point say to Jesus, because it's really later in the evening, in the day, and people are now hungry, they say to Jesus, let's send them away so that they can go get something to eat. And that's where Jesus says, no, have them, sit them down, and basically we'll feed them. And we know what happens after that. So in those times, again, like the disciples and Jesus are constantly being present with the people. And they're bringing to him their sick because they're searching for salvation, but they're also needing healing, and he's teaching them. Jesus' popularity continuously increases and because of his miracles. And after being with them most of the day, that's when we hear him say to the disciples, "Let's come, take some time away so that we can retreat." Now, also during this time, as you can imagine, if you remember from last week's gospel, we heard about the death of John the Baptist. So the authorities are also quite concerned and probably beginning to become afraid in terms of this new ministry that's happening. So there is a presence of danger in the air, and Jesus is aware of that. So like a true leader, Jesus is aware of many things that are happening in the situation and that he needs to attend to. One, the well-being of his disciples and his continuing to teach them and model for them what they need to know to carry on his mission. The well-being of the people that are coming to him for healing and salvation, as well as the disciples and their energy level. And of course, the dissension that's building with the authorities around them. So being human, Jesus experiences our humanity. But as human beings, we're imperfect and we're frail. And the reality is that no matter how much we push ourselves in our work to be present to others, we cannot avoid that time where we need to step back and care for ourselves. And Jesus knows this. The concept self-care, I think in many ways, is kind of a new concept. I mean, it's not that it never existed before, but I think since the 2000s, I think we talk about self-care more than we've ever in our history. Would you say yes to that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know when I was working in the hospitals in Florida, so that would have been in the 90s, you know, we talked about people burning out, but we didn't talk about self-care to the way we do now. Mindfulness became a big thing in the 2000s in terms of therapy. So this is a fairly new thing. But it's strongly encouraged in terms of how we need to practice healthy living in today's society. Much research has been done looking at the benefits of self-care to manage and decrease stress, especially overstress, which the results of the research find that when we're under a high level of stress or continuous stress, there's a higher possibility of people experiencing burnout to the point that it impacts our physical health, and then people start to develop different medical conditions, which they've correlated to those continuous high levels of stress. So some of the words that you may have heard that talk about the importance of taking care of ourselves is for self-preservation, self-nurturing, personal wellness, and self-nourishment. Just a few words that you've probably heard over the terms. You may even have some terms. And again, everything is pointing towards the importance of us practicing our healthy life in terms of not only the work side, but finding a balance between rest and relaxation for restoration, as well as work and taking care of our responsibilities. And as I said, Jesus is aware of this. But despite his awareness of what's happening for him and his disciples, where they haven't had a time to just unwind and even just to nourish themselves, like it said, they didn't even get a chance to eat, he is committed to caring for and supporting all those that are coming to him. Theologian William Barclay says, "If there was one thing the ancient world needed, it was compassion, pity, and mercy." Unlike today, the sick, the disenfranchised, the poor didn't have healthcare benefits and/or social service programs to help them during the time of Jesus. Jesus offered himself fully to the people through his love, his caring, and then eventually his own sacrifice to try and give them that place of peace and to lift them up from the constant burdens that they had to live with in their lives. Even today in our own, even with our social services and our healthcare benefits, even today we still have people who are struggling and suffering with their own burdens and feeling weighted down. There are people in our society who are lost, who are still living in much poverty. So Jesus is still needed today. His compassion is still needed in our world today. Dr. Brené Brown says that in cultivating compassion, we draw from the wholeness of our experience, our suffering, our empathy, as well as our cruelty and terror. Through his divine love and humanity, joining in our experience, Jesus took on our suffering and understood our fears. He showed deep compassion, putting aside his time for himself, and welcomed the hundreds of people seeking him out for his gifts of healing. Showing Christ's compassion is something that I believe we can all aspire to do. It's the times when we stop and offer a smile and an ear to listen to a child tell their favorite story, which you've heard many times before. Compassion is also encouraging and empowering a close friend to not give up and to keep following their path to obtain their dreams. Compassion is sitting in a hospital room, being present for a loved one in their last stages of their life. And I will say, compassion is, and you can fill in the words for yourself. In our showing compassion to others, we are also like Jesus. Yes, it's important to have self-care, and I'm not saying that we should keep going till we drop. That's not the point of what I'm saying. It's difficult to find a balance between the two sometimes. But trusting in yourself, trusting in God, Jesus's compassion was an effort in bringing us closer in relationship with God. God recognizes those moments and those times where we do need a break. And I'm sure many of you can put your hand up and say you can think of those times where you thought things you'd never stop, and then you had that break. And it wasn't because of burnout. It was just there was a pause where you could actually take some time to step back and just be and allow yourself to be in the presence of God in terms of prayer or just even just being in a service with others. So that compassion is God's way of bringing us closer to feeling that love and mercy that God offers us. But in order for us to feel that compassion and to give that compassion, we need to continue to have faith. Faith in God, faith in Jesus, faith and belief that we are in the presence of God and we're not alone in our efforts. I'll leave you with these last words from that we heard in Psalm 89. It says, "My faithfulness and steadfast love shall be with him. He shall be victorious through my name." Amen.